Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, where we discuss building up your marriage and your net worth. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Last week, I discussed getting the best deals when you shop. Today, I'll be covering extended warranties and credit card perks you may already have that can save you a lot of money. Should you get an extended warranty? Next time you buy an expensive item like a laptop, cell phone, or television, you may be offered to add a protection plan or extended warranty. And it will seem tempting. No one wants to be stuck with expensive repairs or replacement on a big ticket item. However, they usually aren't as great of a deal as they are pitched. Consumer Reports found that items tend to break after the service plan window, so you may be lining up someone else's pockets without gaining a real benefit. They also reported that you may already be covered and don't need to pay. First off, the manufacturer may have a warranty covering defective items or repairs for a limited time. When you're looking at buying, some shoppers can save a lot of money up front by seeing which manufacturer has the best deal and the best reliability. Second, you may want to be careful where you shop. Retailers want to have and keep your business, and so some of them have generous policies when it comes to returning and repairing purchases. Another layer of protection is your homeowner or rental insurance. Finally, you may be surprised to hear that your credit card may already offer an extended warranty on purchases as a perk. Depending on who you use, your credit card may already double the manufacturer's warranty. Why spend more if you already have the coverage? Does that mean that all extended warranties are a bad deal? No. Basically, what it boils down to is you're asking yourself, will you pay more to have the warranty than what you can save if your item breaks or needs to be replaced? Damon Darlin had a thoughtful article in the New York Times on how to analyze whether or not a warranty is a good deal, looking at the reliability and coverage costs. I'm including it on the site so you can check it out before you head to the store. Finally, I want to suggest that you consider self-insuring. Have a savings account to pay for repairs and replacements. You can open a dedicated savings account or just have it separated on the spreadsheet. The advantage with this setup is that the money stays with you, growing interest hopefully, and if you don't need it, you can reallocate it as you see fit. Credit card perks. Getting back to credit cards, I want to highlight a few perks that may come in handy next time you make a purchase with them. Car rental insurance. If you're driving to see friends or family this week and you're renting a car, you can save a bit of money by not going for the extra insurance they offer at the car rental desk. Trip cancellation insurance. I hope you don't have to use it, but if you get too sick to travel, your credit card may reimburse you on cancellation fees. Finally, price protection. Nothing can be more frustrating than finding out you could have gotten a better deal if you waited just a few days longer. With price protection, you may be able to get a refund for the difference if it happens within your card's window. Of course, check with your providers to get all the details on your perks. Don't forget, even with all the benefits, credit cards can hit your wallet hard if you're not on top of them. Please pay off the balance before you're charged with interest. I have links in the show notes in case you want to look up any of these perks or want to find out more about warranties. I hope they save you money and help you be a savvier shopper. Take care and have a great day.